The staff and volunteers at CGSF wish you the best for the new year.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
This is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. This is They Might Be Giants with What is the Shooting Star?
A shooting star is not a star, is not a star at all. A shooting star's a meteor that's heading for a fall.
A shooting star is not a star, why does it shine so bright?
The friction as it falls through air produces heat and light. A shooting star or meteor, whichever name you like. The minute it comes down to Earth, it's called a meteorite.
A shooting star is not a star.
A shooting star is not a star.
A shooting star is not a star at all.
A shooting star's a meteor that's heading for a fall.
A shooting star is not a star. Why does it shine so bright?
The friction as it falls through air produces
star or meteor, whichever name you like.
Whichever name you like. The minute it comes down to Earth, it's called a meteorite.
One, two, three, and...
Ooh, 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 acquaintance be forgotten, never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days old lang syne? Between our sprayed have roared since old Lang Syne. For old Lang Syne, my dear, for old Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness, yeah, for old Lang Syne. And there's a hand, my trust. And give a hand to thine, and we'll take a right gate where we walk for old Lang Syne. For old Lang Syne, my dear, for old Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness, yeah.
Andrew Bird, Auld Lang Syne, his version of that. We'll hear, I think, one more version of that yet in the show, this being the New Year's Eve, New Year's Day show. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings did Big Bulbs, and They Might Be Giants start off with What is a Shooting Star here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. We come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. I'm Bill Childs over there.
It's Liam. Hi.
It's your radio pal, Liam, right here in the studio.
Yep.
It's so good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Good to be on the show again.
Over there.
Ella.
Radio pal Ella and
Audrey.
Oh my heavens, we have a full house after many weeks of not an empty house, but a smaller house, a less full house. It's very good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
And we're going to get back to the music here in a second, but at the next break, I'm going to ask you all to sort of think about the year that has passed. We're going to hear a song called If This Year Was a Book, and I want to hear you say something that made you happy during 2024. So you understand the assignment?
I believe so.
Excellent. Music here from the Double Clicks. It's Brand New Year.
Hey, future me, I got you a gift.
It's an extremely detailed list of everything you're about to achieve or have achieved already. Hey, future me, I've got complete faith that you'll learn how to love all the things that I hate, like completing difficult tasks outside your comfort zone and waking up early. It's a brand new year for getting hard goals met, and it will soon be here, but it's not yet. Hey, future me, there's a lot of work to do, but good news, I've put my faith in you. You can show everybody that we can do so much more. There's no more time for waiting, and it'll be real humiliating if you aren't ready to do everything that I've signed you up for. It's a brand new year, and it is fun, I bet. The time for work is near, but not quite yet. It's all planned out, and that should be pleasant. All you'll need to do is live in the present and check off each task as you fulfill the plan of our grand endeavor. I'm pinning all my hopes on you. I already scheduled a venue, and it'll be fine if you stay on schedule for the first time ever. It's a brand new year, and we'll have no regrets. The future is so clear, but it's not yet. It's a brand new year, and we'll have no regrets. The future is so clear, and it's not yet. Thank God, it's not yet.
The New Year's Eve, we did the town. The day we tore the goalposts down, we'll have these moments to remember. The quiet walks, the noisy fun, the ballroom prize we almost won. We'll have those moments to remember. The summer turns to winter, and the presents disappear. The laughter we were glad to share will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we'll have those moments to remember. And the presence disappears. The laughter we were glad to share will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we'll have those moments
to remember.
If this year was a book, then how would it look? Are there 52 chapters or one for each month? 365 pages to read. Is your face on the back of the jacket? Let's see. And would you dedicate it to the people you know? A pop-hold novella or a weightier tome? I wonder, wonder, wonder how it'd look if you were the author and this here was your book. Was a book, then how would it read? Is it action, adventure, or a character study? Does the typesetting change with the sun or the rain? Does it start nice and slow or take off like a train? Is it all fancy phrases or colloquial speak? Please skip ahead and read upon what happens next week.
September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February's missing some.
If this year was a book, then how would it end? Would you make lots of money? Will you meet a new friend? The exposition set him now for January, and the twist of the plot will likely rise in the spring. The summertime will be the most dramatic of all. The autumn helps us fall into the sweet denouement.
Will you finally let your readers off the hook?
If you were the author and this year was a book.
Music from Rabbit, from their album Go For It. That song is If This Year Was a Book. Louis Armstrong and Benny Carter and his orchestra did Moments to Remember and start off the Double Clicks from their album The Book Was Better. The song is Brand New Year here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. And as previously promised, going to go around and hear just like a thing from 2024 that made you happy. We're going to start with your radio pal, Liam, right over there.
I graduated college, and that was pretty cool.
That is pretty
And then also I started a new job that I'm really enjoying.
And what is that job?
I'm working as an education fellow out at Osprey Wild, so I'm teaching kids about nature.
And
really
very
enjoying
cool,
it.
Like an environmental education center.
Yep.
800 some acres.
Something like that.
With cool animals and stuff. Okay, Radio Pal Isla, how about you?
I got a guess on what Audrey's going to say. So I'll say I got through my first year of my PhD program.
Woo!
And heck succeeded.
Yeah. Yay, out at Brown. And Audrey, what's something that made you happy?
Yeah, getting engaged to Ella, sort of.
Yes.
Almost.
Engaged to be engaged is what we're going to go with. It's very exciting to have you both here and so excited about you being engaged. And I'm going to say, and this is going to sound a little bit counterintuitive, but losing my job. At the end of the year, I got laid off, and I'm happy to figure out what comes next. Not the radio job. Can't get laid off from that. That's just,
true.
I just do it here. but my day job. And it's an opportunity to figure out what comes next. I encourage everybody to think about making a change if you need to make a change. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups, music here from Ella Fitzgerald. If you're going out for like a New Year's Eve party, you might be thinking about this. It's Putting on the Ritz.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coats, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. super duper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz.
Bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars, climb on every rung. May you stay. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong. May you stay forever young. Forever young. Forever young. May you stay. Forever young. May your hands always be busy. Feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of changes shift. May your heart always be joyful. May your song always be sung. May you stay forever young.
Still one of the greatest parts of doing this radio show for coming up on 20 years. Ooh. Craig Finn coming by the studio and doing that cover of Forever Young. Craig Finn from the Holt City. We'll hear from the Holt City in the next set as well.
What?
We'll hear from the Holt City. That's Craig Finn. So anyway, that is Craig Finn recorded at Studio 1A at KUTX 98.9. And the show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. And we're at the point of the show when I need your help. Let's see here. I'm going to say, Ella, can you walk us through what's going to happen next?
Okay. So what's going to happen is my dad is going to ask us if we have a question. And we're all going to say yes, because at that moment in time, we will have a question. Now, what is that question? That question is, are you prepared to rock? So when he asks that, we all say yes. And then
when I ask what the question is,
I said when he asks.
I'm not going to ask you if you're prepared to rock.
When he asks, do we have a question? We say yes.
Oh,
and then after that, the question, what we say is, are you prepared to rock?
And do you say that quietly?
No, we say that very loudly, in fact.
Okay, loudly.
We're still getting this figured out.
It's first, only been 20 years. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody understand?
I think I explained clearly.
You did? You,
no.
You got there. Ella, Audrey, and Liam, do you have a question for me?
Yes.
Excellent. What is that question?
Are you prepared to rock?
I am, in fact, prepared to rock. But first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
Music here from Jingle Punks, it's Auld Lang Syne.
Cup of coffee.